Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes. Bring your attention to the breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always, I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. So let us be conscious as we take the next three deep breaths in, that we are breathing in the breath of the infinite intelligence, the absolute mystery, the ground of our being, God, in us as us. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm. Extend the stomach. And take in the life-giving, energizing, renewing, restorative breath of God. Hold. Gently, slowly release. Bring your attention down into the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul, the monastery of the spirit. That hub which beats life. For a moment, acknowledge gratitude for the work it does unconsciously and unconditionally by you, for you. Inhale. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional. But for the next 10 minutes or so, we are consciously choosing to commune with the ground of being, the divine beloved within us. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly, release. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 47 from Psalms for Praying, an Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Merrill. Clap your hands, people of all nations. Acclaim the Creator with joyful songs. Rejoice in the beauty of diversity. The Beloved of our hearts is mighty, reigning over all of creation, the lands, sea, and air. Love consciousness invites all people to co-creation, the nations to peace. Love consciousness is our heritage, our birthright, to be awakened in every soul. Let the love you are sing praises with loud acclamation. Join the cosmic dance of celebration. Sing praises to the Creator. Sing praises to the beloved. Sing praises one and all. For love consciousness created the universe. Let us dance to the flute and the harp. Love consciousness hovers over the nations, awaiting our awakening to love. May the leaders of all nations gather as one, choosing to walk in peace. For earth is made of love and light. Abandoning ourselves to your will, we can choose the path of healing. We sing songs of gratitude for earth, our home, to you, O great healer, life of our lives. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, as we consciously and intentionally come into your presence this morning, to give you thanks for another new day, to give thanks for another night's rest, to give thanks for the food, the coffee that we've already had or about to have, to give thanks for all that will unfold in this day, knowing that truly your spirit has gone before us to prepare our way, to make smooth, easy, and successful our path. As we consciously commune with you this morning, our Divine Beloved, we're expressing gratitude for all that is, for all that has been, for all that will be. You who are the source of our lives, the source of our good, the source of our blessings, know our individual needs, wants, and desires. Our teacher said that there was nothing too hard for you to do. So it simply is a recognition that we need to get out of the way if we are not realizing our blessings or our dreams or our desires at this time. It simply means we need to sharpen our faith and embolden ourselves in trust and surrender so that the work that needs to be done for us, through us, can be carried out. Divine Beloved, ground of being, thou who art the absolute mystery, the unknowable, as we come into your presence this morning, we bring into our awareness all that is happening across our world. So much that we're unaware of, so much that we don't want to know about, so much that we're overwhelmed with. But in spite of all of this, we can each hold in our hearts the desire for a world that works for all. A world where no one's discriminated because of their race, their religion, their gender orientation, or all the myriads of things we find to see that separate and divide us. We hold in our hearts those parts of the world that are suffering because of our greed, our needs being met to the price and the sacrifice and detriment of theirs. Where we pollute the waters of the ocean, where we use the coal or the other combustible fuels, and the rest of the world suffers. May we recognize our part in healing our world, our responsibility for what we use in this world. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, we ask for prayers for our government leaders, for those in power, that their hearts, their minds, their consciousness may be quickened and shaken to be in line with truth and justice and integrity, that they may truly do right by the people for whom they serve. May corruption, greed, and the need of power be dissolved, dissipated, so that truly we create a world that works for all, where all folks, all people are entitled to just basic rights, basic freedoms, basic necessities. Beloved Mother, Father, God, we know that we are your expressions of light, life, and love on this earth at this time. So quicken whatever needs to be quickened within us, that we may truly radiate, express all that we are and all that we have been created to, as children of the innermost and highermost God. We surrender our doubts, our fears, our worries, our concerns, and allow the light of truth, of purity, of love, to guide and direct our path. For anything I have failed to ask, I know you will not fail to bless, for it is your good pleasure to give us the kingdom. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our prayer of intention. Would you like to repeat after me? I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly. Take a deep breath in as we allow this truth to settle in our being. My beloveds, I wish you a very blessed and happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday until we come together for the last in our series in Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.